If you took a massive steam locomotive and, forced it onto a sleek, modern maglev track, it would be a complete disaster. I mean, physics just do not align at all.
Right, it would just tear itself apart.
Exactly. And yet, right now, that is basically what we are doing every time we force legacy AI frameworks to run on next-generation hardware. So welcome to today's deep dive. We are unpacking a highly technical report on the Welvet AI engine.
Yeah, and our mission here is really to understand how Welvet is entirely rewriting this software-hardware relationship.
Because while you might see AI getting smarter every day behind the scenes, you're just hitting this massive memory wall, and that impacts everything from your smartphone to, life-saving medical tech.
Yeah, the core issue is that for years, AI software has been written for flat, two-dimensional chips, and they use these incredibly heavy Python and C++ stacks.
Right, which are super bloated.
Exactly. And when those languages try to talk to the physical hardware, they have to use standard interfaces like CGO. You can kind of think of CGO as a mandatory software translator.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because that translation process adds delays.
Yeah. It introduces delays of over 200 nanoseconds per call, which is
A total eternity in computing time. But Welvet bypasses that entirely, doesn't it?
It does. It uses pure Go and a really low-level language called Plan 9 SIMD assembly. So instead of relying on a slow translator, it speaks to the hardware directly in its native tongue.
So what does this all mean for the system? Are we basically just stripping away the bloated middle management of software?
Well, it is actually a lot more aggressive than just firing the middleman. Welvet is entirely demolishing the corporate headquarters. I mean, it compiles everything into one single static binary with zero external dependencies.
Wow. And getting rid of that software bloat is crucial right now because hardware isn't just getting faster. The actual physical geometry is radically changing.
Yeah, hardware is moving into the third dimension. We are seeing a massive shift to 3D wafer-to-wafer stacking.
Right, which uses copper-to-copper hybrid bonding, so they are eliminating those old clunky solder bumps.
Exactly. So the logic and memory chips can be stacked completely flush against each other. And Welvet maps to this physically using a volumetric grid. It organizes its data by depth, rows, and columns rather than flat lists.
And since we are stacking logic directly on top of memory, physical space is at an absolute premium, which is where it gets really interesting to me.
Oh, with the storage truth.
Yes, Welvet enforces storage truth because traditional AI frameworks will often take highly efficient, tiny one-bit data, but then the system panics and inflates it.
Right, it inflates it back into a massive float 32 format before doing any of the actual math.
Which is basically taking a single simple sentence and forcing it into a 500-page book format just so the old software knows how to read it. It completely defeats the purpose of compressing it in the first place.
It is a huge waste of resources, but Welvet processes that data natively at the subbyte level. It doesn't inflate anything.
And that strict honesty shrinks models massively, right? Taking physical footprints from like 252 megabytes down to just 140.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the biggest energy drain in AI isn't the computation, it is actually the physical movement of the data. So 3D stacking combined with this native sub-byte processing solves that bottleneck beautifully.
Okay, so to make this work in such a dense physical space, Welvet also has to change how it learns. It actually kills off backpropagation.
Right, which is the standard way AI learns, but it sequentially locks up systems. Instead, Welvet uses target propagation.
So instead of waiting in a sequential line for updates, which creates a massive computational traffic jam, target propagation lets different layers update independently.
Asynchronously, yeah. It actually mirrors how neurons in your biological brain fire on their own schedules. And by decoupling those updates, Welvet enables deterministic execution.
Wait, let me stop you right there. Are you saying standard AI is not strictly predictable? Because if I am on an AI-assisted surgical table, shouldn't the machine do the exact same thing every single time?
You would certainly hope so, but standard AI running on standard operating systems is dangerously unpredictable at the nanosecond level.
Why, really?
Yeah, tiny micro drifts and kernel scheduling quirks mean it might behave slightly differently on a Tuesday than a Thursday.
That is terrifying.
It is. But Welvet fixes this by using a discrete time step mesh. It locks its execution to a strict mathematical grid, making it perfectly reproducible.
Ah, I see.
And that mathematically guaranteed predictability is exactly why it can pass strict IEC 6304 medical regulations for life-critical implants.
And because it is predictable and mathematically lightweight, it doesn't just live in a controlled lab. Welvet allows AI to break free from massive cloud servers and live natively out in the wild.
Yeah, it can run on your everyday lossy edge devices by sending data in small, decentralized chunks called UDP packets.
Which easily reconstructs fragmented information over highly unreliable networks.
Right, so it becomes completely sovereign. It doesn't need a constant, perfect connection to a server farm to function.
It's entirely self-sufficient. But, you know, that leaves you with a pretty wild final thought for today.
Oh, definitely.
If these AI engines are now utilizing 3D spatial grids, breaking free from cloud servers, and using biological target propagation, I mean, how long until these disconnected edge models begin organically evolving their own physical architectures in real time?
Completely independent of human engineers.
Exactly. We might just be watching that steam locomotive finally evolve into the maglev.